Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay. Hello, dear friends. Cuckoo evening. Such a beautiful, beautiful evening. So this video is another local discovery. The other day, I think it's Friday, November the first Friday, I went to San Jose. Why did I want to go there? It's like this. Usually on Friday evening, the first Friday evening, San Jose, the city, is trying to promote art and activities. So every first Friday evening, the museum are open, and Museum of Modern Art in San Jose. Museum is open, and the streets are open with bars, with pedestrian, easy pedestrian walkway, and some restaurants, some eating venue also open. So it was, I saw the picture and I always wanted to go there, but I have never been there. So this Friday evening, so the last Friday evening, I was exhausted, was very tired because Friday was one of my heavy days. And then the following week will be a little bit light. So I was exhausted, didn't want to go anywhere. But then I was thinking, why not exhaust myself totally and see it? So I was driving. Finally, eventually, I went to San Jose and I got such a happy surprise. What you are seeing now is along the first street with restaurants open. There was a kind of a time-out market, kind of Italy, those. And I remember there was one in Chicago. I went there. There was a dining hall, old train station or something, a dining hall with many, many vendors selling foods. And this is exactly like that. Small shops and with some tasty and unique food. It's very lively. But this particular Friday, oh yes, and also the basketball game, NBA games. And but the different thing, this Friday was particularly cold. And it was peculiarly cold. And so there was not so many people. Well, on the other hand, there is something good out of the coldness, out of the bad, because there were less people. So I can walk around and with my cell phone, and I do not feel too extremely embarrassed. So I bump into a beautiful place. That place is California Theater. This is what I am about to go in. And it was very, very beautiful. And I passed by and I didn't dare to go there because I just finished my work. I did not look good. I wear the everyday dress. I thought, such an elegant, beautiful place. I should at least a little bit dress up instead of dressed down. I was very comfortable. So I passed by there. There was one lady, very nice lady, and she said, "You can come in and take a look." Oh, I was so surprised. And so she said, "This is the first Friday evening opening venue, so people can visit." Look at me, this is me. So so I went inside, and as I went inside, there was a gentleman came out. And I was just putting on lipstick. I said, "I want to be pretty up a little bit." As a respect. I respect this place. I want to make myself a little bit more serious. It's my way of show respect. And I went inside. Oh, so impressed. What an elegant, exquisite, beautiful construction. So I think this place, the California Theater, was built in 1927, as I heard from them. And it's been used, it had its glory days. And until 1990 something, it becomes quite deteriorated. It becomes rotten, it becomes quite bad. It becomes such a bad condition that it needs to be repaired. I actually remember I arrived at San Jose in 1997-98, and I must have seen this passed by here, but it was blocked and you could not see anything. So at that time it was in its worst time. And then the city tried to revive it and excuse me, I need to have some water. And they contacted different fundraising organizations, and they got, is that Hewlett-Packard? The Packard, another, they got an cultural foundation that decided to pay the bill and rebuild it to help. So that's roughly the story. And it's the same as in Palo Alto. There was a theater, and in Palo Alto there was a piano. What do they call it? An organ, and raise every time, or mostly Saturday evening when you watch movie there. Usually it's some artsy movie. I watched Richard Gere, A New York Man, something like those kind of movie, very artsy. And oh, I watched Van Gogh's movie, Eternity must be. And it was beautiful. The theater was rebuilt very beautifully. And at the end of the movie, there was an organ raised up from below the ground, raised to top, and then there was one guy to play that music instrument. And, I was trying to sneak in, to peek in, into seeing what is inside. So they have two of those organs, and they have San Jose Opera House and the Symphony of San Jose use this place. So they alternately use this place, and they have very soon there will be a Cinderella performance. Anyway, I am not very knowledgeable about music events, but this construction and this building, this architecture is amazing. In our everyday life, if we open up our mind, if we open up our eyes, we can discover many, many beautiful things. So the tourist does not happen always in the far, far, far away place. It can happen just in our neighborhood place, just in our own vicinity. And you can see here there is a backyard also. I can imagine in the evening that will be so good. And then I searched their Yahoo review, and some people say that's good, fantastic. And there was other reviews saying company used it to rent it as a venue or something. Anyway, I am just so happy to discover this place. Then I went back, get out of there on my way, going to San Jose Museum of Art, and looking at the coffee shop. There is a music will be played a bit later. A musician, there is a taba shop. Yeah, it's so lively. And there is an independent artist selling her artworks, coffee shop. This is like a dream. Friday evening. Oh, this is like a dream. And this is original Joe's house. And this is, I think this is Deanda, maybe Deanda, or Claire, Hotel Claire. Anyway, that's about it. Okay, so as I walk towards the museum, I pass by the streets, and curiosity gets the better of me. I always like to see new things, and there is one thing that I just cannot get over myself. I like to watch through window. I saw these people, this chef making food. Oh, they look love to see people making food behind the big glass. I remember there was one time, not only one time, in Paris, along the streets, and there are restaurants and a huge window, and then I see them prepare the food, ébûcher les patates et les carottes, et tout ça. Oh, it's so cool. It's so cool. I love to see people working, focusing, concentrating, preparing things, and do their job, and very professional, very proud. And they are proud. People doing things with their hand. Oh, there is a proudness in it. that is so powerful, so radiating, so contagious, that I just feel so happy to see people. To see people walking, to see people doing things, to see life in its original, tedious, routine, monocolor, and mechanic and repetitive way of life, which makes life so real. So solid, you know every day where you are going to, what you are going to do, and it's just beautiful. Okay, thank you very, very much. I love you, I really do. Do, 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 do. Bye bye, friends.